You are listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is March 16th, 2020. All right, everyone, welcome back to the podcast. And I know throughout this, the 5 years of doing the podcast, I think we're almost at 5 years, we've always said, oh, wow, so much has changed in the industry and so much has changed in between years and months. But I never had this much in the world change in between shows. 2 weeks ago, we were talking really about a lot of events coming up and all that good stuff. And now everything's been canceled. The world is almost in the panic. And, well, the coronavirus is literally affecting our entire viewing area. So, guys, first and foremost, a couple things. The world has changed since the last cast. We'll talk a little bit about how it has and how it might affect the shaving business and the wet shaving world. And, the Big Shave Southwest has been postponed. The Magger meetup, as of right now, there's nothing, new information on it. I haven't checked as of today if there's any other new information, if that's still going on. Today we're also going to talk about how to properly sanitize and clean your razors, just in case, just for safety reasons. And you know, if you are still purchasing stuff new and used, if you want to do just a little bit of a precautionary treatment just to make sure you are in the clear and just for peace of mind. And avoiding purchases, is that what we should be doing right now, or should we still be buying as usual? Or since we're going to be stuck at home possibly, you know, long periods of time, should we be are we going to end up purchasing more? And the new Gillette line. That's right. Is there a new Gillette line coming out with products? I saw a couple of pictures on Facebook, but I haven't been able to pinpoint where it came from. I put a screenshot on my phone on the actual show notes today. And I wanted you guys to check it out and just really take a look at it and see maybe if you've seen them in the stores or if you've seen anything online. Let me know. And, that's it, guys. So without further ado, let's get on with the show. First and foremost, everyone... You know, we're almost like a family. A lot of you have been listening for the last 5 years. A lot of you are new. Some of you have been on and off listeners. But for the most part, the world has changed dramatically since our last podcast. And it may change for a long time. So a few of the talking points I really want to talk to is, first and foremost, I wanted to get this out of the way, is my thoughts and prayers are going out to everyone affected, which is just about everybody listening. All right, anybody who's been affected by this, whether it's their work, whether it's their friend or themselves even getting sick or something along those lines, First of all, I really do feel for you because I am it's scary. It really is. It's scary, and we're all worried about things going on that shouldn't be going on. Or really, it just doesn't make sense. It's a sickness. It's going around, and it's not good, and it doesn't seem like it's slowing down any bit. So we're all everybody's taking the precautions and being ready. One thing is be prepared. Make sure you have lots of stuff that you might need. I wouldn't go over hoarding because the stores are still open for the most part as of right now. But certain stores are closing earlier and starting to protect themselves a little bit. And that's where it might get a little difficult. So just make sure you have enough stuff stocked up to eat. And, well, it looks like a lot of us will be watching streaming videos online. And good time to really start working on technique on wet shaving. If you want to take up a straight razor right now, if you have that straight razor sitting around and you got a little bit extra time, well, no better time to do it than now, because we really don't have many places to go right now at the moment. You know, staying home is the best bet. And lucky for us, the internet is very good and the power is still going. So it is strong for us to be able to still talk and commute in the wet shaving world and listening to podcasts like this one. And there's no risk with listening to a podcast. Remember that, guys. You can listen to and go online all you want, and you can read and just do all that good stuff. Online books, you don't even have to leave the home. So there's lots of entertainment, luckily, for us to do. And just letting everyone know, we will continue with the podcast. So we'll continue in regular intervals. It might be a little later than others because I am working very much in my work. But we'll continue with the podcast. It's still going to go, so no problem. So if you're looking forward to that 30 minutes every 2 weeks, I appreciate it because we will still be here in the next 2 weeks too. So a few talking points regarding the actual changes that are going on. First and foremost, guys, I wanted to say go easy on the vendors. It's not their fault that this type of crisis is really tough on all businesses. It's really tough on the smaller businesses. if a vendor can't get something out quick enough, or if they end up canceling an order or canceling an actual event or something like that, don't go really just attacking them or giving them or going after them with everything and then bashing them online if they don't answer you soon enough. There's a good chance that stuff's going to happen. It might be slowed down in the mail. It might get lost in the mail. We don't know what's going to happen. All I ask is give the vendors a chance or the artisans a chance to do right. Call them up and ask them to. And you know what? Sometimes they may not be able to refund you right away or something in that realm. Give them some time. Give them a break, because these guys are working hard. And you know, this type of business scares everyone. And for a small business, it could be really, really bad. It could really hurt their overall business and may even put them out of business. So one thing I do ask is that if you do have an order out there, if something gets screwed up, give them time to make it right and be really, really fair with these vendors, because it is crazy out there for them too. And they are working really hard to fill their orders and get going. And also, we don't know if the mailing order system, things may stop for a little while. So you know, they're getting their orders out soon. If that happens to them, they don't have any income coming in. So, I mean, really, to be honest, go easy on them. Be really caring and understanding, and just give them time to make it right. Buying new products, is it still okay? Well, if you're buying products from somebody, a reputable dealer, most of them have been advertising online that they are taking more of a sanitary approach. That being said, it can be, you know, they can be telling you that. They can be just telling you that just to make you feel more comfortable, or they could be telling you that because they're really doing it. So one thing you have to do is just buy with caution, buy certain items, and make sure you do sterilize whatever you do buy just for safe caution. Now, good chance are the virus lives on plastic for 3 days, or lives on paper for 4 days or whatever, or a sickness will do that. Yeah, it might. So the best thing to do is just handle your stuff properly. Okay, and if not, you can leave it, you know, in a certain area before you touch it for a few days, or you can just wipe it down with a disinfection wipe. But I would be very, very careful with handling stuff. But I'm going to be honest, I don't think there's going to be much of an issue there. But don't quote me on that. I'm not a professional scientist or anybody that's anywhere near certified to say anything. So I'm just going by what I would think. So buying new products is probably still okay. If you want to hold back, I don't blame you. But if you do find the niche to start buying stuff because you are stuck at home, like I have been, stuck in a room just looking at a computer, hey, buy some stuff. When it comes in, have your Clorox disinfectant wipes and just wipe them down. I think you'll be okay. Let it sit in the sun for a few hours or so, and I think you'll be all right with that. Continue to shave and just enjoy shaving. It's not going to stop. The stuff that you have in the house is still here, right? You have it. You have to use it. Enjoy it. Maybe do a couple videos. Really focus on technique and take your time. If you're on a buying hiatus right now and you're going on and you just decide not to purchase anything, that's fine. But enjoy the stuff that you do have, because really shaving can give you a little bit of that. To me, well, I'll be honest with you. For me, wet shaving does take a lot of the everyday hustle and bustle away and gives me my time. Every morning. So if I'm going to shave with a double edge or a safety razor or something along those lines, or I'm sorry, straight razor, I enjoy it. So I take it for myself. I pick my brush, I pick my soap, and I pick my razor out every morning, and I want to see how it's going to work and enjoy it. So that's kind of what I do in that area. And you do the same thing. Keep that time for yourself and make that, because with all the craziness going on, going outside and going shopping and all that, you still have your shave den. You still have that area that's relatively yours. And just sit there and enjoy the shave. Even if it's just 15 to 30 minutes a day of you time to where you hear nothing, play some relaxing music. I don't recommend listening to the news or having the newspaper out when you shave, really at any time. But just do something that for you, and make sure that shave of the day is yours. Take a picture of it and share it online. Share it with some of your friends, because a lot of people would like normalcy during this time, during crazy times. And, you know, living in Florida, we go through a lot of hurricanes, and this is very similar to a hurricane, to be honest, the prep and everything like that, with the exception of the toilet paper and paper towels and all that stuff. That usually doesn't sell as much. But we're usually stuck in a house for up to a week sometimes. And what we do then is, what I've done then is got me through is wet shaving. And it's a lot easier when you have power, and you don't have power and you're doing it under candlelight, but you still take that 30 minutes a day sometimes 30 minutes might be a little long, 10 to 15 minutes, any time you could do to enjoy your shave with any razor, any soap, anything you use, any brush, just really enjoy it and just take that moment for yourself because you deserve it. Well, while I say continue to shave, I do recommend hold off sharing your stuff. I would not do any pass arounds right now. I wouldn't do any sending out your brush to be used by someone else or to share or trades. I don't want to hurt anybody's business and I don't want to hurt anybody's other thing, but wanted to trade ads, I would probably cease and desist on that. And I'm not saying that the person's sick or I'm not saying that. It's just added stress you don't need right now, right? Get this stuff home. You can wash it. But if you do decide to, we do have a little way of sanitizing. I have a way of sanitizing my stuff and I'll go over it with you too. And it will work. It's just, just again, the peace of mind that you might be looking for may be stressing you out there. So continue to shave with the stuff you have. I would say keep buying new stuff if you want to, and just make sure you're doing the proper precautions when it comes home. And good chances are everything's going to be fine because in all those other places they're being clean and all that. If you're buying stuff from Amazon, it's in a warehouse. I don't know much about that, but I'm sure everything will be okay as of right now. It is at least. And remember, we will get over this. We will get through this. And I guarantee you within a couple of months, we'll be talking about all these new releases coming out and back to normal. And we may talk about this at the next time we mention this, hopefully will be at the end of the year recap when we do the end of the year show. So, all right. So moving on to the next subject of the podcast today, we're talking a little bit about the Big Shave West. Now, the Big Shave West or Big Shave Southwest is the biggest event, one of the biggest events of the year. And they have decided to postpone it until the fall, as of right now. Don't worry, it'll be back. And check back at thebigshavesouthwest.com, the website, for more information. There were several emails going out from Douglas Smythe of Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements, the founder of the show. And he said that he will be holding off right now just for the safety of everyone. Now, unfortunately, if you booked flights or something to that, you might lose your money on that. So, again, don't go calling up Doug or making a big scene about that because you lost your flight and you want to be compensated. There's nothing they can do. It's not their fault. So just be understanding for the vendors and just say, okay, hey, look, maybe we'll get a free flight later on or work with the airlines and stuff like that. The swag bags, they've actually decided to ship them out at their cost. So it's free shipping instead of the pickup. So they're gonna eat the cost on the shipping. So it's very nice of them to do that. And they're taking care of everybody that bought a swag bag. So great job, guys, at PAA and all the people that were part of the Big Shave Southwest setup. And we'll see you in the fall because definitely maybe you and I will be able to make it then in the fall because it'll be a little bit less hectic for me so I can get there too. So I will be definitely looking to do that. As for the Maggards event, I'm not sure if that's still on or not. It's not until another month and a half away. So we'll see what happens with that. And I will send an email to Maggards to see if they're going to do it. As for everything else, I believe every other event has been canceled at the moment. They might do some micro meetups here and there, but all the big events have been canceled for the next month and a half or so. So properly cleaning and sanitizing your razors. Now, I put in a few bullet points here on the show notes, but I'd like to talk to you more about it in detail. So Barbicide, first off, works great. If you ever use Barbicide, if you can get some from Sally's Beauty Salon has or any barber supply shop, you can buy it online too. This stuff kills most germs. It kills a lot of things, and it works. Been working for barbers for a long time. So if you have that, I would definitely recommend using it. But if you have a razor that is metal and is not adjustable, for example, if there's no plastic on the razor, right, you can put the water to a hot water. And you can actually not so much boil it at a hot boil, like a boil, but just let it hot water, put it in there for about 5 minutes, you're good to go. It'll kill everything on there. You can also use like any kind of spray, peroxide or alcohol, but I would probably just use alcohol. Just spray a little alcohol in or dump a little alcohol in it as well, let it dry out, and then rinse it. It's just to make sure you don't have you don't damage any of the stainless steel or anything like that. Avoid using other cleaners. You can use dish soap. Dish soap works great with hot water. Hot water is really the key that kills it. And just make sure that you do a good job with properly cleaning and sanitizing your razors before either selling them sending them out to somebody else to use. If it's yours, you can do it just for precautionary. But if it's, you know, if it's been in your shave and nobody else uses it, you're good to go. You don't have to worry about this part. Rubbing alcohol does work good in minimal quantities. Dump it on there. Make sure you rinse it off right away. And I use dish soap a lot with hot water and let it sit. What I do is I take a big plastic cup. I'll take my razor apart if it's a three-piece or if it's an adjustable. I put hot water from the tap inside, a couple drops of dish soap, let it sit with a toothbrush and scrub them clean. Usually that works very well. And that'll work good for your hands, too, if you end up doing that. So that'll work. And if you want to use rubbing alcohol, barbicide, or even boiling them for a little bit, that works, too. Now, for brushes, don't want to use boiling water, and you don't want to boil a brush. What you do want to use is you just want to rinse it with warm water, not hot, medium hot water, like lukewarm water, and use a good soap. Like you can use a shampoo. You can use a brush cleaning soap. And do that. And if you want to just dump a little bit of alcohol on top of it, that'll be fine too. And then rinse it out immediately with the soap. And that'll do wonders for your brush to begin with. Comb it out a little bit and you'll be fine. So brushes are good. Soaps. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know much about viruses and soap. I would probably recommend not you buying any used soaps at the moment. So don't do that. And if you want to sanitize the soap, I used to just cut the top layer off of it or scrape it off. And I'm not sure if that's going to work. So I would definitely get with an artisan on that to see if that works, or just avoid soaps altogether. And that's really how you clean your stuff. Now, if you have an adjustable razor or a razor with plastic on it, just use warm water and dish soap and then use a little bit of alcohol on it, rubbing alcohol. And if you don't have any rubbing alcohol, you can use a high-proof vodka. If you have vodka, that works. That will work too, and just like a little high-proof. And if you wanted to actually get really technical, you can boil a little vodka, let the condensation come out and get it down a little bit, and it'll proof it down a little bit too. So I'll proof it up, I'm sorry, it'll make it higher proof, so more alcohol, and you can do that too. But really, guys, this is really a little bit over the top. I think just cleaning it with soap and water, with warm soap and water, and letting them sit will be perfectly fine. Now, avoiding purchases. Should you avoid purchases this time? We talked a little bit about that in the beginning of the podcast. My thoughts are, hey, guys, listen, purchase away. Just make sure you clean your stuff when you get it. If you feel that, you know, if you're a little paranoid, and just have peace of mind. But purchase your stuff away. I will say I would avoid buying used soaps and possibly used brushes at this point. And the reason being is just brushes and soaps. It just looks like they can hold stuff like that. I could be wrong, but that's my recommendation. I would not buy. I'm not buying any used stuff right now. If I buy anything, it'll be brand new, and I'll make sure that I still clean it when I get it. So should you avoid purchases? Probably not. I think you should keep going. We might be sitting at home doing not going out for a while. The internet's great. I'm going to be buying stuff too because I'm bored, you know, and I want to try new things and get that. And that's just, you know, also getting a mail call when stuff like bad's happening is a great thing, right? It makes me feel really good when I get a mail call. It makes me feel like excited, waiting for my stuff to get here, and just it's really a good thing. So yeah, I would keep buying stuff. I definitely would purchase new stuff. Used stuff, maybe hold off for a little while. And the new Gillette line, you know, just going through some notes and seeing some other sites, and I saw this, and I had to take a screenshot off my phone because I couldn't find a picture of it anywhere. Somebody sent it to me, and I saw that King C. Gillette is actually going to be coming out with a line with a beard trimmer, a double-edged safety razor, blades, and a bunch of other great stuff, some cartridge razors as well, but I didn't see anywhere, and I couldn't find anything. So I'm not sure if there's more coming out soon, but I'll tell you one thing. It is cool packaging. It's King C. Gillette. I'm a big Gillette fan myself, and I will definitely be purchasing this if it comes out. I'll purchase some things to try it out. Maybe not the beard trimmer because I don't have a beard, but I will definitely try a couple of the other items because it looks really cool just to have that in the shave den, if anything. Hopefully they come out with a nice soap too, so I could get a nice soap and maybe a couple brushes. So, hey, it's worth a shot. It looks pretty cool. Good packaging. King C. Gillette's been around a long time, so maybe I'll bring out the old double the double rings, the two double rings I have, and use them with this stuff too and do a nice video. So that'd be great too. So, guys, that really kind of wraps up the show this week. A lot of talking about what's going on. I plan on the next show to be more along the lines of just shaving. So we're going to talk about shaving. First, I just want to say one more time, guys, my thoughts and prayers are out there for everyone in the whole world. I really hope that we get over this soon, and I don't want to hear of any more bad news. I mean, I know it's impossible to say, but I just really wish the best. My prayers are out for every single one of you. And, you know, you always feel free to reach out to me, even if you just want to talk or just, you know, email back and forth. If you're, you know, if you're scared, if you just, you know, you're in that spot and we want to just talk wet shaving, hey, I'm here, guys. You know, you can always email me. Give me just a day or two to sometimes to get back to you, but I will get back to you as soon as I can. So we're here for you at the podcast, and we will continue the podcast regardless of what goes on. And so you will have something good to listen to and maybe even crack a smile here and there. So, guys, thank you again for listening to the show. Remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, and most for everything that he does in the wet shaving world. And most of all, you guys, the listeners, without you, there would be no podcast. Check out my blog site, which I've been recently working on, ShaveStraightAndSafe.com. And also, anytime you want to contact me, it's joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Guys, thank you again for listening. Our next show will be on the 30th of March. And until then, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.